Leading by example creates a degree of loyalty and overall success that cannot be achieved through issuing orders from a lofty office. Hello, everybody. Pat Fitzgibbons. This is episode 80 of CJ Evolution. Thank you for tuning in. That is a great quote by a gentleman by the name of Jonathan Lockwood Huell. And I believe it really encapsulates what leading by example means, the philosophy. How many of us are leading by example every day? I always try to imagine somebody following behind me, directly behind me, listening to what I am saying every day and watching all my actions. And trust me, I make mistakes. I'm just like you. I falter and do things sometimes that I wish I wouldn't have done or say things that I wish I wouldn't have said. But overall, how many of us are actually doing that every day, especially in law enforcement? We have to be leading by example because everybody looks up to us. Well, maybe not everybody. There are so many people that are relying on us, that look up to us, that come to us in their hour of need. Now, I'm sure we all know, thinking back on that quote, you know, issuing orders from a lofty office, I'm sure we all know people like that. We all have supervisors or managers in our lives that we're working for. And the reason why I don't call them leaders is because I think that there is a real distinction, in my opinion, between leaders and managers. I've had this discussion many times with being a student in some of the classes I've taken, as well as some of the people I've had the privilege of teaching over the years, and I really do think that there's a difference. People that are behind, in my opinion, behind the pack, and quote, leading from the rear, are not leaders. I was always taught that people who are true leaders are leading from the front. It's always easy to cherry pick an operation, to criticize after the fact. True leaders are in the thick of it. They're in the trenches with the troops. Not that they don't have other, I mean, they have to attend meetings and upper management meetings. I get that. But true managers and true leaders not only talk the talk, they walk the walk, right? So we all are leaders in law enforcement. If you're not leading by example, start doing so. Because so many people depend on us. And I really believe that if you're one way in your job, in your business, you're probably going to be the same way in your personal life. If you're not leading by example in your job, in criminal justice, or whatever you're doing out there, you're probably not leading very much in your personal life. But you can change that. You can start taking charge. You can start leading from the front. You know, start doing those extra things that are going to propel you to that next level. Because it is about getting better, folks. And I don't really subscribe to this leaders are born mentality. Leaders can be molded. They can learn how to become leaders. They can be trained. But it all starts with those initial actions. By taking charge, doing something that makes you feel uncomfortable, right? That famous quote, do something every day that scares you. And I really do think that is applicable. So if you are afraid of leading and taking charge and leading by example, do it. Just take charge. Take that first step. Trust me, it's going to make all the difference in the world. I hope everybody is doing great and having a fantastic start to your week. We have a lot more great guests coming up in the near future, so stay tuned. And if you want to rate and review my podcast, you can head over to cjevolution.net. That is the website for this great podcast. You will find all my episodes on that website, archived episodes that are on there, as well as new episodes. You can also sign up to get the episodes delivered right to your email. So folks, with that, I hope everybody's fantastic, doing well, being safe. Thank you all for all the first responders out there protecting us every day. I admire and I respect what you do. So until next time, everybody, take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.